Welcome. My name is Brian McQuiggan. I am the co-founder and curator of this thing we call Cheap Wine and Poetry. Normally I have notes, but tonight I'm going to freestyle it.
Yeah!
And I hope you all will help me out in case I forget my lines. I always start every Cheap Wine and Poetry by asking, who has been to Cheap Wine and Poetry before? Raising your hand. What the fuck? I'm saying school. You might learn something tonight, though. But it ain't school. Who has not been to Cheap Wine? Virgins. Well, welcome to the newbies. For the new people, we usually have some rules that we do, which are normally typed out on the sheet here. But I don't have my rules with me tonight, so I'm hoping the regulars will help me out. Does anyone remember what rule number one is?
Have fun.
Drink!
Thank you! Drink! Don't be a dick comes later, don't worry. Rule number one, drink. Please, drink, but drink responsibly. Don't kill anyone on your drive home tonight and blame Cheap Wine and Poetry. You can be responsible for yourself. Cut yourself off if you feel the need to. But your mouth will go purple no matter how many you have, because this shit is cheap. Rule number two, regulars.
Drink some more!
Have fun!
Have fun, thank you! Have fun, that's right. Rule number two, have fun. We like to have fun here at Cheap Wine and Poetry. Laugh, cry, do the poetry side, get into this shit. You can clap, you can scream, you can shout. You can get into it. Can I hear some getting into it?
Yeah!
Finger snapping is cool, but we fucking scream here. So you can save that finger snapping for some beat poetry shit. But we're screaming here. Rule number three, though, is... No, don't be a dick. Yes, that's where the don't be a dick comes in. Thank you, Joe. Don't be a dick. Also known as the shut the fuck up rule. With this many people here, sometimes it gets a little out of hand, all the cheap wine. So be respectful of the performers. Be respectful of your fellow audience members. Don't step on anybody as you're going to get some wine during somebody's reading. And yes, shut the fuck up. Thank you. Alright, rule number four is... God damn! Regulars! You're killing me. I'm glad I should have brought notes.
Support your local writers!
Thank you, Shala! It takes our host to chime in. Support local writers. Sierra has some books for sale and some seven inches, is that right? Get some 45s over there. Shit, it's cool. Graham Isaac has some books for sale. I know Emmett is going to be promoting something because he's a shiller. And Rebecca doesn't have anything, but she might shill something up here too. Before I go now, I have one special announcement here. There's somebody in this room who's been near and dear to the heart of Cheap Wine and Poetry for several years now. Kind of kept us in line, kept these drunks in line. And I just want to shout him out. My boy Joe Slavey over here. Come on, give him some love. Joe used to be the man of the house, and it's good to have him back here, keeping people in line. Though tonight he gets to sit back and enjoy himself and not worry about how we have so many fucking people here. So sit back and enjoy yourself, Joe. Have some wine. Glad you're here. Before I hand it over to Charlotte, I just want to thank Hugo House for hosting us here tonight. Thank you to Hugo House. Show some love for the house. A wine is a buck per cup. So if everyone here donated $1 to Hugo House, it would probably pay for this space tonight, which we are not paying for. But if we were somebody else, we would have to pay for it. So if you feel so inclined, please drop a dollar that you would spend on wine into the little glass by the bearded man who was up here earlier at the front desk. Drop it in that cup. Or drop it in that vase, and we'll appreciate it. I wish I had my notes tonight. Now I'm going to hand it over to Shala Grenz, our lovely host.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Woo-hoo!
right.
Super. Okay. So this is a huge packed house, and I always try to get the crowd warmed up early on. So there happens to be a bunch of people in the Zine Archive Project upstairs. So since there's so many people down here, what we're going to do is we're going to make them all really jealous that they're not down here because it's so awesome. So I'm going to count to three, and you're going to make like as much noise like you're having the best time of your life in the world. Okay, you ready? One, two, three. Sort of shtick, and I always kind of suffer over it a little bit. So tonight I'm going to do one from a website that's called Parents Shouldn't Text, and it's conversations between children and their parents, and it's really funny. And I don't know if you guys have parents who text, but my mom is like turned into a 12-year-old girl somehow, and she doesn't have a smartphone, and so she uses all of the shortcuts and LOLs. It was so strange to me. It's really weird. She also dates online. Alright, so I'm gonna start out easy with you guys. This is a text from Dad. On my prescription bottle it says, 7 out of 10 people suffer diarrhea. Does that mean those three other folks enjoy it? I started out easy. The side of the room loves me. Alright. So we have two men reading tonight, and they both have really outstanding hair. And our first one has phenomenal sideburns, which you just don't get often enough. I think that's next. You know, mustaches have been done, sideburns are next. All right. So Graham Isaac is Northwest born, a writer of poetry, short fiction, and the Odd Music Review. He holds an MA in media and creative writing from the University of Wales in Swansea, where he co-founded and hosted The Crunch, one of South Wales' largest regular running spoken word open mics. In 2010, he served as communications intern for the Zine Archive and Publishing Project in Seattle, which is right upstairs. He lives and writes in Seattle, Washington. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Graham.